Gretz from Rich's Barbecue, you know, keeping the shit live, okay? You're listening to the Air Buds Podcast.
Finesse. Hello and welcome to the Air Buds Podcast, a podcast that has to end in 24 minutes. My name is Jamel Johnson.
I'm Peter Cleveland Browns Moses.
I am Michael George Beverly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
What did you think the... Well, you know what, I'm not going to say that because that might give away personal contact information.
No.
I was watching a football game tonight. I know this is out of context and this is supposed to be a podcast about basketball, but I was so hyped during my football game that I did a 45-minute Peloton ride just to slow myself down during the football game. I was hyped. When your football team wins their first road playoff game in from the same year that we landed on the moon, extraordinary circumstances are.
So that's why you got on the Peloton?
Yeah, man.
Congratulations. What else am I gonna do with all this energy? Los Angeles Rams, guys.
Peter. Thank you. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Oh man. Happy basketball. Kind of. Not really.
I'm not having a whole lot of happy basketball right now, but you know, before we get into it, guys, can we get some business out of the way?
Please.
I think I would love to.
You want to talk about the Kansas City? Hey, Jamel, are you going to have me on your football podcast this week to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, Cleveland Browns?
No.
Okay.
Didn't we just agree, actually, no. Didn't we just agree to do business?
No. I just wanted to get one more thing.
No. Having somebody else. Having one of the other 10,000 Browns fans in L.A., Peter.
All right. I'm just saying I'm available.
Heard you.
Guys, look, we got these really nice limited edition t-shirts. They're moving like hotcakes currently. You might see people posting them on social media left and right. We got two limited edition shirts available at airbuds.bigcartel.com. One is a remix of our famed basketball freak t-shirt. Another is a remix of our famed happy holidays version of our happy basketball shirt. They're both really good looking shirts. airbuds.bigcartel.com. Look, if you can afford them, we've been giving them away for free, but like I've been giving away too many. So we got to subsidize these free shirts.
Red Hot Chili Peppers over here. Give it away now.
Fucking communist. That's because Benner wants everybody to have everything for free, and I'm supposed to pay for everybody's health care because of Mike Benner.
Yeah. So, look, if you can afford the shirt and you want one, don't wait for me to go on Twitter and be like, oh, who wants a free shirt? I want you to get one now so you can get a free shirt for someone else. Guys, go to patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you videos, gets you access to our Slack channel, which is popping off all the time. People have just been adding their own channels left and right. We got a whole fucking channel dedicated to Ben Affleck's Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee addiction.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's worth the $5 a month. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Can we add financial advice? Somebody add a financial channel.
What do you need? An IRA? What's going on?
I need all of it. I got a CD.
We'll do a channel called Financial Advice from Idiots, where it's just
CD's nuts.
All the dumb people paying us $5 a month giving each other financial advice.
You hear what I say? I say CD's nuts.
No, I heard. Yeah,
I just put $60 into Bitcoin. Is that good?
I think you're a little late on that.
Yeah, to put in betonline.com, your online betting experts.
Last bit of business, guys. If you go to Apple Podcasts and you give us a 5-star review, we will read whatever you write in the review, just like this one left by Stony Hawk. 5 stars. The headline says, "Best buds in b-ball futility. I like to think I'm a Jamel, but as a white dude, I really know I'm a Peter. Also, as a Clippers fan, it's helpful to also hear from other historically beaten down fan bases so that I can always temper my already fatalistic expectations. Love you, boys. Love you,
yo, love you, man. That's just
listen,
an honor and a privilege to be what you resign yourself to be.
If you're white, you can't be a Jamel. It's mathematically impossible. I'm so sorry.
And if you are white and your name is legally Jamel, hit us up at Air Buds Pod on all social media. We want to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah. Any white Jamels.
Any white Jamels, come on the pod. Guys, let's get down to business now. The business of sport, the sport of basketball.
Oh, it is a business. I keep hearing it's a business.
Yeah, and it's never been more apparent than the past few days, as it has become clear that the NBA, Adam Silver, and the team governors across the association value the money they're making from TV rights and various other revenue streams is more important. Papa John's, more important than the health of their players. And that's, it's disheartening to watch right now. I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel, but I
feel awful watching it. Also, the joke about just what every fucking basketball game is a close contact event. That's the sport of basketball.
And they switch 1 through 5 now. So everybody's touching everybody.
Honestly, the only safe matchups are when a point guard switches onto a center, because like their heads are different heights. Mm. So like they might breathe over and under each other. And not
that's why the Wizards don't get it, because we keep switching our point guards on to bigs.
Well, I think the Wizards don't get it because you guys don't play defense. I think
at all, which is actually the smartest thing
on the court.
Yeah, dude, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Why would you play defense this year?
Watching them is like, is every once in a while watching the Wizards, it's like, did the ref blow the whistle? Like, oh no, they stopped playing defense and gave the guy a layup.
So what the fuck is that? So how, okay, we can't play defense. That makes sense. But then we're so bad at defense, we make the opponent bad at defense as well. Like we can just score 140 on anybody because we're giving up 150.
Well, I think Brad Beal is like, I don't know what's going on. Anyways, yeah, Brad Beal will score 50 every game for the rest of the season and lose every single one of them.
I love it.
You guys are cursed. You guys have
fire Scott Brooks and bring in Liz Cambage. Bring in Liz Cambage to coach the Washington Wizards.
I mean, anything that gets her stateside, I'm good.
Yeah, you see me in the comments this morning?
No, I did not see you in the comments. I was too busy looking at the original post.
Yeah, I was in the comments. I tagged the LA Sparks in the comments on that Cambage picture.
Oh, nice.
I'm fully leading the propaganda. Fuck this.
Speaking of WNBA, did anybody see Asia Wilson's Twitter tonight?
No, what happened?
No.
There was a video. I don't know if it's real or fake, but she retweeted this video of a cop pulling someone over and catching his wife cheating on him with the person that he pulled over.
Oh, that's awesome.
And but the back of the car from the dash cam, you could see a spark, right? An Aces bumper sticker. So Asia Wilson just retweeted it with the that just said, "Go Aces," I guess.
Yeah. See, this is
when I was in
more of this.
When I was in Arizona this summer, I was at like a national park area and there were a bunch of people without masks looking very Trumpian. And it was a little intense for my wife, my mom and I. And then all of a sudden the tension got cut because some guy who definitely looked like he attended the riot, last week was like, "Hey, go Aces," right? Because I was wearing a fucking Aces shirt. I was like, Yeah, go Aces. They almost had it. He's like, "I know. If they had Liz, man, they would have taken it over the top." And I was like, okay, I am glad that there is some crossover in the Venn diagram between Aces fans and Blue Lives Matter. Deniers, it just means that.
Is it because Bill WNBA is the coach? I feel like
Bill Laimbeer is.
Yeah.
It's officially like the Greg Popovich of the WNBA, right?
No. I think if Greg Popovich was dumb. I've already established my thoughts that Bill Laimbeer is basically a lost Little Rascals character. What did I call him? Fudgy, I think.
Yeah, some shit, dude.
He's just kind of, he's more of a mascot than a coach. He's like, the players like rub his belly before every game for luck.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about anything, bro. Let me just be clear. I have been in my apartment for 5 days straight and have not gone anywhere. Thanks to our fantastic COVID protocols, and I'm very high, and I feel like I'm getting lost. Like, what's that movie with your boy? Was that Moon? I feel like I am Moon.
You're Sam Rockwell on
the Moon. I'm Sam Rockwell on Moon right now.
But I know what you're talking about. Thank you. First of all, we care about you. We love you. And we don't want you out there getting sick or spreading whatever you picked up in your journeys across America. Fucking Black Borat over here. Just traveling across the country, meeting strangers.
Oh, man. Yeah, I did a couple questionable things, but not a lot. You'd be surprised how few, but still.
Do you need anything? This podcast is just now back to being about COVID. Remember like in the April, like May, June, when all we did was like have guests on to talk about how they're doing during COVID?
Yeah, this is the Air Buds Buddies COVID cast.
Speaking of buddies, Jamel, I'm getting rid of some stuff as we move. And I have those sneakers that are barely worn that you sold me for $45. Do you want them back for free?
I mean, probably, yeah.
Okay. See, congratulations.
Pretty hard to say no to a deal of this magnitude.
Welcome to the Peter's Facebook Marketplace segment of the show.
I haven't been on Facebook in almost a year. How dare you?
Right. Well, that's why this podcast has now become.
That's your, it. Yeah. If anybody is also looking for some really bad Nikes that I got from Nordstrom Rack a couple years ago too, you can find those in the East Los Angeles area.
Give me your gay Hardens. I want your Marcia Gay Hardens.
Oh, fuck no, man. I'm keeping those.
I want those too. I didn't get them. Well, anyways, look, this is a podcast about basketball, not Peter getting rid of shit.
Hey, everybody. Before we get into today's pod, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast, you just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As a part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top producers, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site that would charge you just for the initial setup. So, whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to level up your sports podcasting experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description in the box to find more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
Thursday night, as you're aware, Thursday, it turned out that Seth Curry had COVID during a game against
the Wizards.
The Wizards, Jamel's Wizards. And,
yeah, 28.
That basically led to more than half of the Sixers roster kind of being put in health and safety protocols for COVID. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons didn't want to play their following game.
Jamel Embiid. Why haven't we ever said that before?
Yeah, Jamel Embiid.
You
are looking very hair-esque.
It's getting there.
I think that's your new Slack name.
That'll work. Yeah, I'll probably change it.
Yeah. Reports are that they didn't want to play because of COVID concerns. Joel Embiid, you know, he didn't want to go in the bubble. He has a small baby. He seems very concerned about the pandemic. And the league basically said you either find 8 players to play or you fucking forfeit. And so they made up injuries for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid so they didn't have to play. And they pulled Mike Scott, who is currently out with an injury. They put him in uniform and just placed him on the bench so they had 8 bodies and wouldn't have to forfeit a game. Game that they ended up losing anyways to the Nets, the KD and Kyrie-less Nets. And it just like it was just kind of just the whole thing. And then the following day, Boston and Heat got postponed because the Celtics and the Heat both had trouble fielding a full roster.
Who did the Celtics play the night before that?
That is a good
Wizards.
Question. They played the Wizards?
Wizards. How is it that no one on the Wizards is coming up? Except for Bradley Beal, the only person that named in the contact tracing. Why? Because he tagged Jason Tatum in a photo?
He tried on defense. That's it. Yeah. If you try on defense, you're probably going to get busted for contact tracing. Wizards. What is defense if not just the ultimate contact?
It's both. Mm. Had me at both, son.
You know what I think the ultimate contact is?
Mm-hmm.
The movie Contact?
69ing. It is a full circle of energy passing between you and the other person.
Oh, no. Then he made it real.
Oh, buddy.
What?
Did he even put some real info on it? Ew.
I don't get it.
The NBA, and I think too, listen, I don't think the Players Association too agreed to this. So it's not, and there are players who want to get their bag. So you can't just say it's fully the Adam Silver's, but boy, it is a pretty fucking awful look to jack yourselves off all fucking summer for the bubble that you put together and then just be like, fuck it. Like, you knew this shit was going to happen. Fourth, like, there's two 9/11s every day right now. Wait, and nobody cares.
Why isn't the news reporting this? There's just people flying planes in the buildings every day?
Yep, every day.
Holy shit. The mainstream media is not covering.
I know. You can only find out about it on Q.com or whatever. And Parler.
How come there isn't a McDonald's that's 9/11 themed?
Go on.
I just was thinking about that McDonald's in Glendale is like weird. They used to have like these, it's like a weird like suburb like motif in there. It's like these creepy like figurines or like.
If you separate the arches, isn't every McDonald's 9/11 themed?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you toss Grimace in the middle of that shit or something or.
Doesn't every McDonald's logo become two towers if you just pull them apart?
But then where
they become
plane?
Two arches if you pull them apart.
And you know, just turn them into two towers. There you go. I did it.
So I need Photoshop to make this McDonald's logo 9/11.
just like put the twin towers up and then underneath it put over a billion served.
Somebody whoever has the unlocked Adobe suite hit us off with that key.
Yeah, at Airbuds Pod on all social media, airbudspodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up with your 9/11 McDonald's logo.
Oh.
This season.
This season, I mean, go back and check
over?
The tape. No, it's not over because.
We talked about this. You're right. Check the tape.
We essentially said what a mess this was going to be back when they first announced that they weren't doing a bubble again. And you know, I get it. Like, it's hard to force the players into a bubble. Like, that is its own nightmare for them. Is it healthier and less of a risk? Yes. Is it like an isolating, like, mental torture in another way for like human beings? Like, putting them in, like, you ever see like The Prisoner? You guys know that show?
Is it like Moon?
Kind of. It's an old BBC show. About an island where they send old secret agents to kind of live out the rest of their life, but it's really kind of a prison. That's kind of the bubble was. It's a tight show. I highly don't watch the AMC remake from like 2012. It sucked. Watch the original 1960s BBC version.
Oh, with Ian McKellen?
Ian McKellen was in the remake, yeah. And I think it was the guy who played Jesus in Passion of the Christ, I think, was the main character. James Caviezel, yeah.
Jimmy Caviezel. Although, if you want a good AMC recent of that era show to binge, and RIP John Le Carré, who just passed, The Night Manager with Thomas Hiddleston and Hugh Laurie is fucking excellent.
I've heard that was good.
Excellent. Cannot recommend that enough. You know who else is in that? Is oh my gosh, what's her face from Midsommar and Little Women.
Is anybody from The Spy Who Shagged Me in it?
Probably.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Allow myself to introduce Austin Powers, right? Right? You get it? You get it? Was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Let me search it.
Let me say this.
Flip it and reverse it?
Yeah, let me put my thing down, flip it, then reverse it. My passport.
Why do you have your passport?
Because I just came back. I just took this joint out of my pocket.
Do we have to invest? Are you in another country?
Jamel,
where did you go?
Oh, what's going on? Oh, my bad. I'm in Egypt right now. I guess I should have mentioned that at the top of the show.
It's awesome that you bring your broccoli house background with you.
Oh, yeah. It comes with me. It's signature. I put it in its own separate. I check a bag.
The NBA has told Sopan Deb of the New York Times that it has no plans to kind of postpone or alter the season at this point. The goal is to barrel ahead until the halfway point where they have built in a couple weeks off until they make the second half schedule.
Dude, they owe too much money. They can't stop. This is a money play.
Bro, I hate Papa John's, Jiffy Lube. How is this because of Papa John's? How many commercials did Papa John's buy?
Shaq, man. Shaq's making them play.
Do you guys remember when Papa John was pushed out of the business and he like had a mental breakdown and claimed to eat 40 pizzas in a month and said a reckoning is coming?
Vaguely, yes.
Do you think he was predicting COVID in the NBA? That was the reckoning.
I mean, I think he was predicting COVID in the NFL. The NBA was just that was just a little happy accident.
You know, what's tough is like the false sense of superiority that you get as being an NBA fan is kind of gone now. Like
gone, dude. I mean, is the NBA the same as the NFL? At least the NFL's fucking outside.
Yeah,
the first week four of this season was fucked up. Like the Steelers' whole season made no sense.
Right. It started with the Titans outbreak, but they postponed two games that had to do with the Steelers, and the Browns once had to play with no receivers or linebackers, and the and the Broncos once played with a quarterback who last played like as a sophomore in high school.
And now the coaches have it. To the point where the coaches got it.
Dude, the Browns won a fucking playoff game tonight when their coach was in his goddamn basement.
All I'm
watching
say,
like I did. By the way, do you have a quarterback, Jamel?
No. And the reason y'all won is because the coach wasn't there. I think that was actually
okay.
I mean, it is the Air Buds official stance. Coaches don't matter. I think it is
facts. But I think you're right, though. There is something to this. Like, I don't know if, like, I feel alarmingly more comfortable watching the NFL because of specifically what the NBA has done over the last 6 weeks. You're right. Like, the high horse of, like, progressiveness has been, like, been pretty much, like, cut at the knees.
Oh, well, luckily for me, I never thought I was smart.
I don't think I'm smart. I just think I'm better than people.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's right. Hey, there is a distinction.
Yeah,
very smart. I don't know,
but no, it is. It's definitely like, oh, like we are fans of a league that lets its players, like, you know, use their voice for their own political concerns and does the right thing.
Like put education reform on the back of their jerseys. Yeah. Maybe that should have been
something. And we can't even do it anymore this year. And why can't I buy one? Why can't I, the fan who has causes that I want to support and players, why can't I pay shit? I'll say $300 for an authentic that says education reform on the back. And then y'all donate the extras to education reform. Why is
the answer
that
to this, Jamel, just has to be China. It's just got to be China. Let's just get some custom joints from China. It'll cost $36. They'll get here in 12 weeks. No problem.
It would be really funny though if the league did make a bunch and then they didn't sell enough education reform. They're like, what do we do with them? He's like, I don't know, donate it to education reform.
Yeah.
And suddenly schools all over America were just getting boxes of jerseys instead of books.
Oh man, what a, you know, also
damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's what I said.
Shout out to Gordon Hayward, by the way, who just happened to have his all-time best game ever on the day of the insurrection. Mm-hmm.
And then had one of his worst
halves. Barack Obama, 44 points.
He had one of his worst halves the day they suspended Donald Trump from Twitter for good. But then he ended up bouncing back and having a decent game.
Wears it on his sleeve. I'll give him to him that.
Yeah, it's fun to bully that guy for being a fucking alt-right idiot. But who knows what he actually knows about or cares about. I felt bad about that this weekend. I found myself photoshopping Perry Ellis shirts on Gordon Hayward. And I was like, does this guy really believe anything? Like, is that, I don't know. Like, I just kind of project my like weird anger onto the one guy I know voted for Trump. Who knows what he believes today? You know, who knows what he thinks now?
Yeah, and I think it's also a widely considered stance of the Air Buds is that athletes don't know shit. Athletes will have a really bad opinion on some important things.
All athletes, for sure. Yeah. Unless, except for the WNBA.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Oscar Pistorius?
Right. We're bringing up Oscar Pistorius, the guy that murdered his girlfriend.
Hey, he's an athlete.
That is a bad opinion.
That's a terrible opinion.
I am of the opinion that girlfriends should not be murdered.
Bold stance here on the Buds podcast.
Did you guys see James Harden's response to a reporter asking about what he thought about what was happening in Washington?
Yes, sir.
No, I did not.
James Harden's response was basically, he was like, what do you think about what happened today in Washington, D.C.? And James Harden was basically like, wait, what?
He's like, yeah. I just haven't paying attention to anything, so I don't really know. Check me
he
later. Said,
I haven't watched any of it. That was his actual response, is I haven't watched any of it.
Like, it was a season of power.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out Young Thug, who has told us before that James Harden does not have the internet or look at TV. So
see, exactly. Yeah. Thug is on our side. He understands these athlete dudes don't have the same internet as us. He's still trying to date people on Plenty of Fish. They're not will do the same things online as we do.
That's true. Well, guys, I mean, if the league keeps trending this way, where we're getting like, other than Tyrese Maxey dropping 39 points for the Sixers, which, boy, in light of what a depressing game it was because of the circumstances, it was very good to see Tyrese Maxey looking good out there. But like, frankly, we're getting shitty product on the court more and more and more, or postponed games. And like, even though the NBA doesn't have plans to cancel the league or the season or you go into a bubble or whatever, like if it keeps going this way, are we gonna even want to watch? Am I gonna want to watch like team scramble to put together eight bodies, like six of whom probably shouldn't be in the league or being signed up from G League, like to go against another team that's just scrambling to put together bodies? Like it's depressing and it's not fun to watch.
I mean, look, I'm hoping for any situation where the Wizards can win a game.
Yeah, honestly, I'm on my high horse about it now, but like the Cavs, like, if the Cavs could keep it close while playing Andre Drummond, Larry Nance, and JaVale McGee, like, I'm in it till the very end.
And honestly, bro, I don't even watch games. Like I said, I'm just tracking five fantasy lineups. So it's like, I'm not even seeing these dudes as people, bro. They're literally just
Jamel, numbers to me. You watch like a night of basketball, like you're one of the people in the water from Minority Report.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, my shit is fully precognitive, man.
Jamel's watching like the game tracker app on ESPN and he's just seeing it in like the green scrolling numbers on the matrix. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Dick out. Dick in hand.
Just like Neo.
Yeah.
Remember when Morpheus, like, he extended his hands, and in one hand it was Neo's dick, and in the other hand it was the computer dick, and he made him choose?
Yeah. Vaguely, also.
Give me the green dick.
Yeah. Oh, while we're here, let me also just apologize to Thomas Bryant and the Thomas Bryant family for any foul comments I made about your physique and body. I never wished harm on you.
On every episode for the last month?
Yeah, I wish you a speedy recovery. I just wish you played four instead of center. And that's just something personal that I felt that I was projecting onto you.
That's a Scott Brooks thing, though.
Yeah, I do sincerely apologize and fire Scott Brooks tonight. Whatever it takes to get Scott Brooks out of town, I'm over it. You've had enough shots, bro.
Maybe just like put a trail of cookies from his front door to like,
yep,
to the Maryland state border.
Yeah. And then zip tie his ass.
And then hit him with a car.
Something crazy. Get him out of here, man.
Guys, I have one question I do want to ask, and I haven't seen any reports. I'll be honest. I don't know if they're out there or not. Kyrie Irving, around the same time as Kevin Durant, went out for the Nets because of health and safety concerns. I believe it was right after or right before the game against Sixers. He announced he was going to be out for, quote, personal reasons. And hasn't really returned in several games. What do you think Kyrie Irving's personal reasons are? Apparently he's not texting Steve Nash back. He's just texting his teammates saying, tell coach I'm not going to be there.
Oh, not cool.
What's going on with the Nets? They're doing well without. I mean, I slandered Caris LeVert just in time for him to look like a superstar with Kyrie out.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the club. Jamel, who are you going to slander so they can go off?
Bruh,
did it for Steph.
Troy Brown Jr. Next question.
But do you think Kyrie, I mean, wild speculation here. Like, is he like taking a personal like protest against playing while having COVID, or like while everyone's getting COVID? I don't like how can you just say personal reasons and miss like three games?
I think he's just playing What's Going On by Marvin Gaye in Steve Nash's answering machine.
Mama, mama.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Get ready of you right now.
I didn't ask him to do that.
Got to find a way.
You done?
To keep the moment here today. Oh
my God.
Percentage odds that Kyrie has a ring back still on his phone.
It's definitely the classical music that he never got taken off.
Yeah.
Bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da dum ba da bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da bum bum bum.
Bum bum ba da bum 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 bum. A classic Jerky Boys track.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Anyways, to wrap things up, COVID is making basketball depressing, but we're all still going to
watch. And killing 4,000 people a day.
There's a new strain that is becoming mutating and becoming more and more contagious. We're living in hell, and the NBA soldiers on.
Tight. Thanks. We'll talk about basketball next week.
Thanks to the Papadilla.
Everybody, go get a Papadilla so they could just shut down the NBA.
No, Jesus, don't fucking go Christ. Get it. Order delivery, please.
Stay inside of Papa John's for 30 to 45 minutes.
All right, I'm gonna walk outside on. I'm saying maybe like Wednesday. I walk outside
to get a Papadilla.
Well, yeah, maybe. Nah, I'm not gonna. I would walk outside and then have it delivered to me on the way back.
Papa Diaz, I'm like, Papa Diaz.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, bye.